Hello, and welcome to the World Transformation Movement's Freedom Essay Series. I'm Tim McCartney Snape, and this is Freedom Essay 29. Can human conflict ever be brought to an end? As was described in the previous essay, Freedom Essay 28, life under the duress of the human condition has been horrific beyond description, with, for example, racial prejudice resulting in the Holocaust, where 6 million Jews were exterminated by the Nazis during World War II. And in more recent times, the attempted ethnic cleansing by the Bantu Hutu of some 800,000 of the tall, elitist, Nilotic Tutsi in 100 Days of Bloodshed in Rwanda in 1994. Indeed, every day brings news of horrendous atrocities from one or other of the rolling conflicts around the world, such as the recent Syrian civil war. We would like to think the world is becoming more civilized. However, horror headlines and images paint a far different picture of where humanity is really at. Violence, prejudice in all its forms, wars and terrorism characterize the age we live in. The truth is that in a world in crisis, the only way real and lasting peace can be achieved is to deal with the primary cause of all human conflict, which is us humans, our destructive behaviour, our human condition, in fact. As biologist Jeremy Griffith says in the first video of the introductory series, Freedom Essay 1,
solving the human condition doesn't just bring relief, immense relief and happiness to our personal situations. It solves all the world's problems at the source. It's the key to ending the dystopia we live in of polarized politics, failed economies, rampant greed, corruption, hate, conflict, inequality, envy, starvation, overpopulation, mess, refugee floods, and terrorism, and everywhere environmental devastation.
The reason the issue of the human condition has long been described as the holy grail of the whole of the human journey of thought and inquiry is precisely because it is only that deeper understanding of our psychologically troubled human condition that can fix our world. As journalist Richard Neville has written, the world is hurtling to catastrophe, from nuclear horrors, a wrecked ecosystem, 20 million dead each year from malnutrition, 600 million chronically hungry. All these crises are man-made. Their causes are psychological. Their cures must come from this same source, which means the planet needs psychological maturity fast. We are locked in a race between self-destruction and self-discovery. And astonishing as it is that key psychologically relieving and maturing explanation of the human condition that biologist Jeremy Griffith has found. His treatise explains that the destructive potential in each of us is the result of a psychosis in the human species that resulted from a 2 million-year-old clash between our emerging consciousness and our pre-established instincts.
Basically, when we humans developed a fully conscious mind some 2 million years ago, a battle unavoidably developed between it and our already established instincts. And the result of this conflict between our instinct and intellect was that we became psychologically defensive, angry, alienated, and egocentric, which is the upset state we refer to as the human condition. But now that we can explain and understand this conflict, all those insecure, defensive behaviours are made obsolete, brought to an end, and we free ourselves from the human condition.
That was Jeremy Griffith from Video or Essay 3. It takes time to absorb the full ramifications of Jeremy's explanation, but the more you digest it, the more you realise that this psychologically upset state is behind all the conflict and suffering on the planet. And since the human condition is essentially a psychosis, the other wonderful realisation is that it can be permanently healed through understanding. This is why Professor Harry Prosen, former president of the Canadian Psychiatric Association, has written, what this book of books, in fact this greatest of all books, does is take humanity from a state of bewilderment about the nature of human behaviour and existence to a state of profound understanding of our lives. understanding that drains away all the pain, suffering, confusion and conflict from the world. This is a book we have been waiting for. It is the book that saves the world. And why Dr. Scott Churchill, professor and former chair of the University of Dallas Psychology Department, has written, "Nothing Dr. Prosen has said about the immense importance of this book is an exaggeration." You've been listening to Freedom Essay 29, which you can read by clicking on the Read Essay button on your device or by going to the WTM homepage at www.humancondition.com, where all the essays and videos can be found. To learn more about a topic that was raised in this podcast, please go to the written version of the essay because it includes references to other relevant freedom essays, as well as the sources of any quotes used. You can watch Jeremy Griffith present the breakthrough redeeming explanation of the human condition in video or essay 3, or read chapter 1 of Freedom. And for further reading on the emergence of the human condition and just how brutal our species became as a result, we recommend you read chapters 3.3 to 3.5 of Freedom. These essays were composed during 2017 and 2018 by Jeremy Griffith, Damon Isherwood, Fiona Cullen-Ward and Bronnie Fitzgerald at the Sydney WTM Centre. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape. Thanks for listening.